USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans have blocked Democrats sweeping elections and ethics reform bill in a 50-50 party line vote. Regarding the bill, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell calling it,
"It's a recipe for undermining confidence in our elections. We're remaking our entire system of government to suit the preferences of one far end of the political spectrum."
Meantime, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says something needs to be done to secure our elections.
So in state after state, Republicans are reducing polling hours and locations and the number of drop boxes so that Americans have a harder time finding the time, place, and manner to vote.
President Biden's goal of having 70% of all American adults be partially vaccinated by the July 4th holiday will not be happening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email bill@rockstar.today.
Iran's new president is saying thanks but no thanks to a meeting with President Biden.
Iran's president-elect has rejected the possibility of meeting with President Biden. Ebrahim Raisi added that the United States is obligated to lift all oppressive sanctions against Iran. President Biden's State Department called Iran's elections anything but fair. State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
Our Iran policy is designed to advance U.S. interests, and that is regardless of who is chosen as Iran's president in a process that we consider to be pre-manufactured. This was not a free and fair election process.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Home prices are climbing to a record high. The National Association of Realtors saying the median price for an existing home topped $350,000 in May, which is a 23.6% jump over May of 2020. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A goal set by the Biden administration will not be met.
COVID vaccination rates have plateaued in the U.S. over the last few weeks, with just over 65% of American adults having received at least one dose. That means President Biden's goal of 70% by July 4th is likely to be missed. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says America will get there. He tells ABC News that it's important for people to go get their shots in order to lessen the chances that new variants of the virus can spread.
It should come, and we're going to continue to do everything we can on our end to make it possible. The vaccines will be there. The efforts will be there. The outreach will be there. We need to see Americans get vaccinated, because now we're seeing these ominous trends with these variants of COVID-19. Which become more dangerous, because we never know if one of them is going to be mutate into a strain that is very difficult to contain and not or is able to escape some of these vaccines. And so more and more, Lindsay, what we want to do is get people vaccinated, because the more we're vaccinated, the less likely these variants could take off.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell thinks the U.S. labor market should gradually improve in the coming months. Paul testifying in a House hearing saying inflation should be temporary. He cited supply bottlenecks as the key reason for the current inflation. Paul defended steps the Fed has taken to deal with the economic impacts of the coronavirus pandemic, calling them broad and forceful measures. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.